Welcome back, Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon himself. If you are not familiar with Stuart, well, you haven't been listening to the show because Stuart's been on for a couple years now. Glad to have him back on. And Stuart is the editor and publisher of a newspaper that comes out monthly here in the D.C. metro area. It's delivered to over 1,500 locations. It's free. You can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com, or you can call them. And Stuart, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to see you again. If someone wanted to call you to find out where they could get a copy,
sure.
What number?
301-949-9766.
Okay.
And just tell us your zip code, and we'll tell you where there are distribution spots near where you live.
Great. In that is all kinds of great information on health and travel and money and technology. And today we're going to talk technology. It's a new section in the Beacon every month. So let's dig right in.
Yeah, we're very excited about this new section, and we decided to introduce it with a cover story about a biomedical engineer who is going to be our lead speaker at our expo this fall in October.
Oh, great.
Yeah, his name is Robert Fischel, lives in Howard County, and he is an incredibly prolific developer and inventor. He has more than 200 patents, among them things you will probably have heard of, like the first rechargeable pacemaker, the coated stent for heart attack victims, an implantable insulin pump. I mean, all these sort of great inventions that when you heard of them, you go, oh, my God, that is really something that's going to change millions of lives, and they have.
Wow.
They're all from one guy.
Wow.
And he's a local guy.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. In fact, he worked for 32 years for Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, and there he developed, among other things, the GPS satellites. So, I mean, this one guy is responsible for so many things. It's really phenomenal. So there's a very interesting story about him and his background. You know, he grew up a poor guy in the Bronx. You know, his father never thought he'd amount to anything. One of those kind of, you know, stories.
Sounds like a lot of fathers.
Yes. Well, he showed his father what for, didn't he? Yeah. Another story that we have, but maybe a little more practical use, although, as I say, you want to come hear him speak at our expos in October.
Right.
And this is about shopping. What does technology, the latest technology, mean for the future of shopping? Well, the first thing you might think is, well, it means online shopping, right? Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily. There are a number of interesting things that are going to be happening in brick-and-mortar stores thanks to technology, and we're starting to see what those look like. One of them, is, I think is, these are both fascinating, a self-service dress store is existing now in California, and they're planning to take it national. One of each item that they have for sale is available hanging on display racks throughout the store. If you see something that you like the look of and you think, well, I wonder, you know, how that would look on me, you scan your smartphone up against the tag and put in your size and the color that you like. Then you head to the trying room where the particular item in your size and color will be waiting for you. Then you try it on. If you decide you like it, you take it and you walk out of the store. And it's charged automatically to your credit card. If you don't like it, you put it down a chute for returns, and it's automatically deducted from your pending bill. And this is all done without the aid of any, you know, other human
no
beings.
Humans, no humans,
right? It's pretty wild.
But who puts the dress together after you've given the measurements?
No, I'm sure there's a tailor and stuff like that. You know. No, I'm sure there are people around. But I mean, just the whole idea that, you know, you don't have to, oh, it's not in my size or whatever, you know, it'll be, and you don't have to carry it with you and, you know, whatnot. I thought it was cute. Another one that's a further development on that very theme in a way. You walk into a store, and if they scan you, you do a body scan, and it produces a 3D image of you. Then it projects all different kinds of clothes onto your image, so you see what they look like on you. And you can say, I want to see the image, you know, golfing or walking down the street or from the back or whatever, and it'll show you in the, you know, in a 3D version what it would hang like, how it would hang on you and how it would look and how it would move.
That's
depending
huge.
On the fabric. Isn't that amazing?
That's huge. That is going to be the way of the future right there, folks.
Yeah, you can't do that online.
Heard it right here. If you've never thought of it, three-dimensional printers have come out. Right? Are you covering
that's
that
in the story, too?
Okay,
that's
yes.
in the story, too.
All right,
so, you know, why bother to design something and have it, you know, made in China and shipped here? You know, just download the idea and then print it out from your own printer in your home. I mean, the amazing things you can do now.
Amazing. Gosh, it makes me want to read the Beacon newspaper just to read about that.
All right.
Beacon newspaper. Get your free copy at many different spots all over the D.C. metro area. Go to thebeaconnewspapers.com for more information. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Uh-huh.